AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he made a mistake during his news conference yesterday with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't.
Today, Trump now says he didn't mean what he said about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
This is what President Trump actually said at the news conference in Helsinki on Monday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
And here's today's clarification.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
He added that he accepts the American intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election, but he did deny that his campaign had colluded in that effort. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Other things Trump said in the news conference still apparently stand, including his noting Putin's extremely strong and powerful denial of Russian involvement. Trump also voiced previously discredited conspiracy theories about election meddling. The president's actions during the summit and his bashing of NATO, Germany, and Great Britain during his European trip have set off a flurry of activity by members of both parties in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We value the NATO treaty. It's been the most significant military alliance in world history. We believe the European Union countries are our friends, and the Russians are not.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expected to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week on Trump's summits with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Putin. This is AP Radio News. Police in southern New Jersey say a 9-year-old girl was asleep in her bed when a stray bullet struck and killed her inside her family home. A neighbor says the street she lives on is considered a neutral zone between two feuding gangs. In a speech in South Africa, former President Barack Obama never mentioned President Trump by name, but he did talk about politicians not telling the truth.
Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh, man. Now they just keep on lying.
Obama adding that the so-called big lie is a major threat to democracy.
As with the denial of rights, the denial of facts runs counter to democracy. It could be its undoing, which is why we have to zealously protect independent media.
The former president was taking part in celebrations of Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.